This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I threw this out to the people, and I'll let you kind of kick it off, and we can kick the conversation off. Is what should this identity be for the Texans? Right, we found very quickly in year one. Well, this has got to be a pass first, CJ Stroud centric offense. I think it was about week three against the Colts. We figured that out, saw that, and I think us as a show we're talking and saying, yo, let's do this. Let's do this. We've got to make sure this is the thing. They've got to not look at this and say, hey, man, we're a run team first. No, they're a passing team. That's what they were the last couple of years. Should that be where they are? More like Kansas City, more like Cincinnati, that's led by their quarterback and their passing game. Not to say they don't run the football, but those teams are led by that. That is their tone setting. That's what they're about. Or should it be like Detroit or San Francisco, when those teams are more likely led, at least tone set, by their run game? Not to say they don't throw it. Jared Goff has had some great seasons.
By the kneecap off.
You know, Brock Purdy just got paid and has had some good seasons. But when you look at those teams, they are led by running the football. Which route? 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch, jump into. Which route should be the identity for the Texans, you think?
Well, I don't think either. I think
okay,
it's yeah. I don't think either, and it's for multiple reasons. Like you're not going to be in the Joe. You got the quarterback to potentially be in the Joe Burrow, Pat Mahomes game, but you don't have the supporting cast to be in that game. Nor do you have the play caller. You just don't have the pieces to make that happen. You have the quarterback, but you don't have the pieces to make that happen.
With Clint here.
Truth is, you don't have the pieces to be San Francisco or Detroit-esque, even if you wanted to. There's a level of physicality up front that just is not going to be birthed in a year with a couple of free agent acquisitions and a move for Titus Howard from tackle to guard. You're not going to accomplish what those organizations accomplish. I just don't believe you're there offensively. I think the best case scenario, and I think what's achievable, is the offensive approach that the New England Patriots had with Tom Brady. I think that's the best version of C.J. Stroud, because C.J. can spin it all over the park, but C.J. is also an elite processor. And if they can keep C.J. in the mode of get us in the right play, don't worry about driving the ball down the field, don't worry about throwing for 350, don't worry about being a ball placement specialist, don't worry, get us in the right play. Get us in the right play every single time, and they can take advantage of CJ's elite processing ability and not fall in love with his ability to stretch the field and his ability to do all that. Stay in that lane, play efficient football, don't turn the ball over, stay ahead of the chains, check the football down, don't force the football and waste downs. If they can stay in that mode with this defense, they can win a bunch of football games.
So how would
That's
you
where
describe,
I think they should live.
How would you describe what that is? Because that
It's quarterback centric, but it's more about their mind than some crazy, wild, you know, exotic skill set.
You think that's different from Joe? What they're doing in Cincinnati?
I think Joe has just got a more aggressive pass first approach. Like the majority of Joe's career in the NFL, they've been like predominantly a run team. I'm sorry, a pass first team. Like the Texans have to have the ability and the willingness to lean into the run game, even if it's just to keep the tank game tight, like Tom Brady and everybody used to for the first three quarters. Let the other team beat themselves by our defense kicking their ass in one way, shape, or form. And then you, in the end of the game, if you need to lean into C.J. Stroud's ability to drive the football down the field, then so be it. But let the game dictate that. Let's not decide that in training camp. That's the kind of offense that we're going to be. I just think – I don't like the term game plan offense because I think if you're a game,
that's what makes me nervous.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not suggesting that by any means. I want to be clear, Ron. Like you've got a quarterback that can handle a heavy load mentally, right? Pour that on him and be really good with him leading the show and getting you in the right game. It doesn't need to adjust. Like what you do going into every game doesn't need to be different. Let him get in the game and let him make the decision and be right more times than he's not. Let your defense be great and you win ball games. I think that's where they need to live. A lot of times I think folks are going to see that's boring, but I think that's where they need to live.
Yeah, my thing is I am more, because I feel like we've only seen it work one time with one person at its time. I am more apt to, all right, there are things that we go in, this is what we want to do. Mm-hmm. Right, this is whatever it is, right? And even with, I think probably Mahomes probably had to shift a little because some of his personnel hasn't been there, right? They've had some injuries or had some weaker players, and so they had to kind of shift things. And maybe it probably actually looked a lot more closer to Brady than it did early in the year. Yeah. A little control. Ball control, pass control.
I think they've all done it, Ron. I think Drew Brees did it. I think Drew definitely did it.
Yeah.
I think they all did it. Tom just did it for 20 years.
You know what I mean? But my thing is, I do feel like they should have some, this is what we want to establish.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Like I do think they should have, and what makes me a little nervous is that they may go in and say, what we want to establish is what the defense is poor at.
Yeah.
And that I've only really seen work with the Brady and the Josh McDaniel and even some of the Charlie Weiss early in that. That's my thing is, when you got, to me, I look at it right now early, you got Mixon, you got Chubb, you feel like you've got more physical. Maybe it's more off of the maybe play action game, maybe some of that. Like that's what the Lions remind me of the play action, and then we'll get things rolling behind it afterwards.
Well, their identity is physicality. Both of those, the teams you mentioned on that, and this is not going to be the Texans. I just think that you have the ability to be multiple on offense. You have the ability with C.J. Stroud. I think, I don't know for sure, but I think that you have the ability, like if your playbook is 3 or 4 inches thick, I think you've got the ability to go into every single game with that at your fingertips and CJ Stroud communicating that at the line of scrimmage. I don't think you change from week to week and go, this week we're going to run outside when we've been running and killing everybody inside. I still believe in having an identity, whatever that identity may be, and forcing your will on folks. But the plus is here is that you have CJ Stroud. And I'll argue that we've seen the best CJ Stroud that we've seen right now to date. It was 1 year, but that was the Tom Brady like approach to offensive football. That's a luxury that I believe CJ Stroud gives you over most players, right? And you can argue that Joe Burrow, we've seen Josh Allen fall back into a little bit more of the Tom Brady, a little bit more conservative, a little bit safer approach. I'd argue that Joe Burrow has stayed in that all gas, no break stage of his career because of who he's throwing the football to. Right? The inability to run the ball, and you've got guys that can stretch the field, and so be it. I just think the Texans have to, instead of leaning on C.J. Stroud and his ability to drive the ball down the field and his ability to throw the football 50 times and his ability to be a sniper in critical moments, that's fine.
There are some people who are texting in that think you're underselling the weapons that they have. The weapons, like someone easily brought up Nico Collins. You don't think Nico?
It has nothing to do with Nico. It has nothing to do with any of these guys. You saw last year, you had an embarrassment of riches in terms of weapons, and you couldn't protect your quarterback, so it didn't matter, right? I mean, yeah, they ended up getting injured, but you couldn't protect your quarterback, so it didn't matter. That's the point in terms of, if you think this team is going to go out there, I would love to see this team go out there and stay in 11 personnel and spin the ball 55 times a game and let C.J. Stroud win it. But you were the second worst offensive line in the league, and you just signed a bunch of dudes that if you do look at the advanced stats, they can't pass protect.
Yeah.
I mean, so I don't know. That's why I say it's C.J.'s got to protect himself. C.J.'s got to protect the offensive line. C.J.'s got to protect the offensive coordinator. And to me, the way that he does that is he plays a Brady brand of football. You don't go in there thinking you're Joe Burrow and get yourself hurt, get your offensive coordinator exposed, expose your offensive line. You don't go in there thinking you're Pat Mahomes and can run around and have that sixth sense because he's one of maybe two or three guys that we've ever seen with that level of sense. Like that just doesn't to me it doesn't add up. It's CJ's got to go in there with the mentality of protecting himself, protecting his offensive coordinator, protecting his offensive line. And with this defense, you got a chance to win a lot of football games. You just that's who you are right now, right? If at some point in time in D'Amico Ryan's career, you know, D'Anico Autry moves on, and you draft another defensive end, and you got a defensive interior defensive lineman that's a rookie contract, and you got a bunch of rookies playing over there, and now you got some crazy money, and you can go sign all these offensive linemen and these weapons, and now you can stretch the field with CJ. Cool, maybe one day. Right now, I don't believe you are wired to do that.
Yeah, it's interesting because the draft and what they did, they did a lot in getting young receivers. They got Higgins and Noel. They've added to that group, but a lot of the off season seems like they are trying to be a much more physical team,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
They're adding up front. They're adding Nick Chubb and Joe Mixon, two very physical runners that you have there. And I do wonder, is that the deal of let's get to at least some physicality up front? And I'm curious and really interested to see if that is the deal. Is this a deal of CJ's a guy that's going to throw the ball upwards 35 to 45 times, or is it more CJ's going to throw this thing 25 to 35 times? Like that to me is going to be. Now some games may call sure. for him to throw more, you know, that are up and, you know, up high scoring games or you're down. But I wonder game plan wise if that's in their mind of like, this is what we wanted. Because when I watched the Lions and Brock Purdy, they seem like a more of a 25 to hell 30 at times attempts.
Yep.
Right? Joe and Mahomes are going to throw it 35, 45 times. Hell, they may throw 50 in a normal game plan. And as you said, CJ is a quarterback that we think can handle that because, I mean, hell, that's what this kind of team was pass first. But I do wonder what the thought is moving forward for them in terms of their identity and how they're going to approach it. Should be one of the things to really, really watch as we continue.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
I'm Emma Grade, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.